Welcome back to the Abram Podcast. This is season 3, episode 30. I know it's been a while since I released an episode, but it's okay. Been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of reflecting. So this episode was going to be titled Decision Making, but to continue the Ing season, it's called Holding Back. So, I missed my routine. So, are you living your best life for you? In some ways, yes. I feel like recently it's been a lot, like going through my mind and stuff, and thinking about what if and what I could have did differently in the past. That's why this episode was going to be called Decision Making, because there's a lot of decisions I made in the past based off of what someone else wanted me to do. And with that, there's a lot of codependency and fear as well. But you're dependent on the person, so you think things are not going to go a certain way. And sometimes that person put fear in you because of the codependency. So they think you're not going to be able to do certain things without them, or you're not going to be successful without them or something. But whether it's family or not, you shouldn't be too dependent on them and let them sway your judgment of somebody, especially someone that makes you happy. So, of course, in the past, like I talked about before, I'd have made decisions based off what my family thought. And a lot of them I don't even talk to this day. Like, I still talk to my guy family and stuff, but people have done me wrong. I just kind of just remove them from my life and just go on and live and do what's best for me because of what I learned from in the past. Like, if you keep allowing somebody to do something, they'll do it again. Or even just allow someone in your space, that constantly prove you wrong. And a lot of people want forgiveness, but are they willing to forgive themselves or even admit to what they did? So that comes with a lot of things. A lot of regret and like self-reflecting as well. They have to self-reflect and admitting. So they admit to what they did and asking for forgiveness. So you got to be able to ask for forgiveness, and that person has to be willing to forgive as well. But so just admitting what you did wrong. And I feel like a lot of decisions I've made, especially in the past, like, I feel like I was codependent on my sister a lot. And that played a big part in that relationship as well that I had that was so meaningful to me. So, someone told me, like, if someone's making you that happy, and you could see them as a potential wife, no family or not, they're not getting away with that regardless. And they shouldn't get away with that. So, and I'm not blaming them because I have played a part in it too, and pushing the person away. So, it just sucks because it's been 10 years. Like, it's been 10 years. Yeah. Yes, and my best friend and basically my little brother is like my best friend too. We've been friends for so long, just about it, that time frame as well, probably plus more than 10 years. And a lot of what I've been doing the past week or so, or weeks, has just been I guess weighing out the pros and cons on decisions I made and what could have been different and what would have been the same. So even in like, I've been listening to my old episodes on my podcast and like, of course, like I said, it's a lie, but this is a lot of truth to it as well, because like my podcast is about life, relationships, and many other things. And I talk a lot about relationships, and it just reminds me of the relationship I had. So it's like, I've been looking for what I had in other people, and it's crazy, down to the similarities of the person, to almost similar, basically similarities to their name and everything. So it's like, wow, like, it really did a number on me. And like, I really was in love. And so I've been blinding myself over the years looking for that, because I ultimately wanted that back. So I've been dealing with that a lot. It's been on my mind. But back to what would have been different and what would have stayed the same. Of course, my clothing business, it's on the back of my shirt too. Well, that's just for J Air, but Air Designs is on the back of my shirt. But yeah, my clothing business would have stayed the same, because I already was doing that. I was already with designing shirts, especially in the app I talked about in season one when I first was designing shirts. This podcast probably still would be the same. It just would be with two people. The person I keep talking about, the person I talked about in a few other seasons, but briefly, because it's a touchy subject, especially if you listen to storytelling. Yeah, it's a real thing. But Blurred and Beyond, that still would be a thing, I feel like. 90210 Gaming will still be a thing as well. It just would be more family. It would be my personal family and the family I would have in the family that I have, my extended family with the people that's already part of 90210 Gaming and my friends as well. And I believe Space Ranger Gaming is still a thing. Like, it would just branch off. A lot of this stuff could still have happened. And I probably would have more stability in my life, because I wouldn't be codependent anymore. Because one thing for certain, I know I don't like doing what other people try to tell me to do, especially if it's like I know it's not good for me, or like they're doing it based off of the codependency, or they're thinking they're right about everything. No. And I still would be doing art. Like, I created a lot of artwork thinking of this person, and it's not even based off of them. It's just for my love for art. So I put it in that, because a lot of other people I've dated, I put a lot of hurt in my art, and just inspired a lot of things to keep me motivated. But so I would have still did that, because when I was in contact with them, I was doing my art style that I came up with, like, and it progressed in college as well. So there's a lot of drawings with that. Probably should show that too. But what is it? It's in the same. Well, no, it's not in the same book. One of them is in that same book. But yeah, I just developed an art style, and that's just, man, I've been contemplating that, because I'm like, okay, what have been different? What would have been the same? Like, what could I have done? So, of course, last time I showed the drawing of the Tin Man, but this is the Scarecrow in my art style that I developed over time. And this is on the second try. The first try, it didn't come out as well, because I'm perfectionist. And I think that's why I've been looking for that love, because I had that type of perfect love. I felt like the perfect love was for me. It was for me. I know, without a doubt, it was for me. And so, and people that's in your life, they try to protect you. They make you feel like they're doing what's best for you, and they put them thoughts in your head. So it's like, okay, you should make this decision. But essentially, these people are holding you back. This is one of my first drawings, first try, when I first started drawing in my art style. I was currently in South Carolina, so got a lot of love for South Carolina. The person has roots in South Carolina as well. So, and I was in touch with them at this time. And I was drawing, like, I was doing a lot. But yeah, this is a drawing of my first art style. It's a lot of caricature drawings. So, but it's like in my style. So, but yeah. This one, I didn't even finish drawing. I ain't showing out because I don't really listen to his music nowadays. So, I did the art style as well. I drew myself, of course, with the art style you draw yourself. Yeah, I did it again. But before I did it again, I drew Trance the Rapper. Lies drawn, you can automatically tell who the person is and stuff. That's on the first try. Like I said, perfectionist. You gotta be. It's a lot. Man, but yeah, I developed this style because like it just feel like it was me. It's like, and this is all in pen as well. Like, I guess it was some type of signature with my style, with my love for art. And this time I was happy because I was in touch with them in some form or fashion. Life was going good in college. Like, we're still making a lot of memories. And that's a lot, nothing too. Like, they were with me for a good part of my college as well. Yeah, and I know I listened to him a lot, Bryson Tiller, a lot around the time when we did break up, because like he got me through it a little bit, but apparently not as much, because I'm looking for that type of love in other people, because that's the type of love that I want back. And like Life Denon says, like you got something real, or like somebody real you hold on to. So I just want a second chance. Feel like I think I could be holding myself back from that potentially, if it could happen. It's a lot of these. I think I was getting a lot of. I was getting it done. A lot of these artists I listened to. I didn't really draw anybody. I listened to. I didn't listen to, of course. So I'm gonna show some more, then I'm done with it. I'm probably gonna show one drawing that I never shown before, but this was in my art style, but it not really. It was in the art style, but it's a drawing I did of the artist I was listening to at the time. But as author characters, I'm going to show one more. Well, this one, I'm going to show one more after this, and then that's it. And I'm going to show that drawing I never shown before, because it was mixed up. You can see the resemblance, but this is Vix Mensa. For people that might guess, you don't have that hairstyle anymore, of course.
And also Drew Usher and some other artists, but yeah.
But that drawing that I never shown before or anything.
Huh. Here it is.
When I turned my mic every way but loose. It was based off this song. It's based off a song that the person used to sing to me all the time. But and it's kind of warm feeling because this episode's about holding back. Because you could be the reason for holding yourself back from your own potential, your own happiness, your own form of love. But it says, someone real is hard to find, but someone fake is not far behind. So it's like a tale of two different people. So I'm like it ain't nothing crazy. It's just a scribble, but like an angel, like double character. But yeah. Now I got some other drawings from figure drawing that I drew in my art style. Like one in particular came out really well. I'll probably show that another time or towards the end of this episode. But to dial it back in to the subject at hand, holding back. We got to allow ourselves to walk. Sometimes we have to walk your journey alone and live which own decision that you make, but don't let people misconstrue the idea that you already have for yourself on the decision that you want to make. Because some people pull you away or lead you astray to what they want you to do. And we can't be dependent, like whether it's codependent or not, you can't depend on other people for your own happiness at all. You're going to regret it, like, a lot. And then it leaks on into your future, and you're not really able to prosper because you're dwelling on these things. Especially if it's wrong, like, yeah, you should dwell on it because you got to remind of what you did and how you can move forward. But you got to be able to live with that decision. Other people can't be in the driver's seat for you, and don't allow them to be as well. Like, this decision, whatever decisions that you're making, has to be for you, for your own life, for your own purpose. They're not living your purpose. You are. This journey called life is your journey, not theirs. They can't take the steps for you. Especially if it's a big decision that's going to affect you in the long run, not them. No. This is you. You're going to be becoming an adult. Like, some adults make wrong decisions as well. A lot of adults do the wrong thing. We have to do the right thing, like, for us, in order to live the best life for you. Because you holding yourself back, it's not good. You're at fault for a lot of things. And I feel like I am, because there's a lot of different decisions I could have made, I could have done differently. But it's like, what will I do with the time I have now, with my life? What am I going to do? Am I still going to be writing a book? Of course. There's got to be some changes made, but I'll do that. I'm going to work on that. And also, like, the comic book stuff that me and bro are doing and what we're doing with our other brother, I feel like I still would have did that too as well. Like, not as much would have been different, I don't feel like. So I wouldn't have held myself back, or I wouldn't have completed the things that people thought I wouldn't be able to, because apparently a lot of people thought I'm going to graduate because I was in that relationship for some odd reason, but like I was making good grades already. Like, I'm very intelligent. But when, after the person left, of course, you know, God pushed them away, I began to be on academic probation a lot. And it wasn't their fault. It was the people all around. So it's like now you're feeling the after effects of the decision you made based off of what the people around you thought was going to be best for you and what ideas they put in your head. So in the long run, I burnt myself. You had to live with the consequences. So, and of course, as if you follow me on social media, when I got away from that family and just started living on campus, I began to make the dean list a lot. And mind you, like, it's been other times I have been in touch with this person. Like, I'm just sitting there, like, okay, maybe it could be different now or something. But some things are not all for nothing, because I feel like the family around that time, I don't, like I said, I don't talk to them. So it's like, I feel like all that was for nothing, the whole pushing away and stuff. I don't think so. But talking to them now, I just feel like they had done did better without me. And sometimes some stuff I done dealt with. I feel like I deserved it. But you got to live with decisions you made. But it's like, what would you have done differently? You know what I'm saying? It's not what would have been done differently. It's like, what would you have done differently and stuff? Of course, I wouldn't have listened to all the people that was in my ear and stuff. They just felt like I was just like led astray or just like being manipulated or something. And like, because it was like, oh, like you're in school and stuff and all this other mess. And they just thought I was wasting, like throwing my life away or something. It's just was dumb. And like that codependency kicks in. It's like, okay, I don't think I'll be able to do this. And they make it seem like I won't be able to do certain stuff without them. Like, man, you think they think I was about to die or something. But then, like, I still would have had the same friends. I still would have had my God family too. So it's like not lot too much would have been different. Like some stuff, like vital things would have been different. But like when it comes to the business and being a creative genius, like for the gaming stuff, Blurred and Beyond, like the book, the comic book stuff, nah, I didn't want to change. And that's the most important things. That's the most important things. Like, and still have my friends and my God family. Like, I don't want to change. So did I hold myself back all this time for nothing? Absolutely. Absolutely. I missed out on something great that I've been talking about since season one, and I had it. I had it. And I know people probably like, dang, he's stuck on this. Not like, it's like a recurring thing in my head, because it's like, it's too many similarities, because I look for her and other people, and it's just like, it's all a lie, like, for real. So, and you can't get that time back, so you got to make decisions for you. Stop allowing people to hold you back for something that's greater, not, especially if they don't see how great it is. Like, it doesn't matter what they think, this is for you. And you know what's right and you know what's wrong. Like, people forget how you were raised or like your character, and it speaks volumes. Even for me, like, I know people listen, like, yeah, there's been times people thought of me wrong, or like they thought I was making the wrong decision at the time. No, that's them thinking negatively. Some people tend to put negative ideas on others because they're scared, so they want you to be scared with them. So they're holding you back, they're holding you down from the potential that lies ahead. So don't allow people to get you in your own head or like put you down so they can be up or they feel like they accomplished something because they thought they were protecting you in some way. No. Sometimes people do more harm than good and they have to realize that. That's not a good thing at all. So sometimes you got to come to an understanding like of different boundaries and you need to set more sometimes because people don't have an understanding of that. So they think they have control of your life and they're guiding your steps of what steps you should take. No. If something feels right for you to the utmost degree, you should go with that decision. You have a good feeling for a reason. A lot of people have a good intuition. Sometimes they're blinded, like you're blinded. You see, I got glasses on. Sometimes you're blinded by these things, like because you allow others to cloud your vision of something you hold dear. And it don't have to always be a person. It can be other things, but it's only what you allow. People will only allow to do things because you allow them to. They feel comfortable doing these things, and I'm talking about this stuff because like in past season I talked about being emotionally aware, and I'm emotionally aware of what happened. Like the hurt I caused and stuff, thinking other person could be better off because, especially what I had to deal with my family. So, and not a lot of people meet them. Mm-mm. Not all of them bad. No, nope. Not all of them is like that. But and not all of them has hurt me in some way or some fashion. But it is what it is. I'm growing from it, And I wouldn't say in a way I'm not holding a grudge or anything, or I'm letting it affect me too much, because I'm not letting them hold me back, and I'm not letting them hold me back because I'm walking in my truth. Like, and I'm able to talk about it. Sometimes I can talk about it without being angry. So I've grown a lot and matured a lot. But as I said, most things like that, it needs a conversation to people to be able to forgive, and not letting forgiveness hold you back, because people have to admit what they did. You have to pay attention. Like I said again, in the past seasons, you have to pay attention. You have to have attention to detail. Well, attention to intention. Well, no, you have to pay attention to people's intentions, because not everybody has good intentions for you. They may seem like it, but it's to hold you back, ultimately. It's really to hold you back, and you have to pay attention to those signs. Like, there's red flags with people you date, but there's red flags with family as well, and you have to know what to look for. Do not be codependent. I don't want nobody to end up like me neither. I'm not doing bad, but I'm like, just like, you know what I'm saying? You got a type of love, you need to hold on to it. Especially with something special. You can see yourself with that person for a long time. You need to keep that in mind. Don't let nobody get in the way of it. Make sure that person knows you love them to the ends of the earth, to the moon and back. To the stars and beyond. To infinity. You have endless love for that for them. You need to, they need to know that. You need to tell them. They need to feel love too. Like action speaks louder than words. So don't be like me. Don't let anybody hold you back from your path, your journey, your goals and your dreams that you have in life. Keep pushing forward. Always. Always. Build up people. Don't tear them down. Believe, 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 believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. If people don't believe in the dream or what you got going on, drop them. But make sure you're doing something positive. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Thank you for continuing listening. Check out the Blur and Beyond Podcast as well. Season 4, I'm going to do some more episodes. This is not the season finale, by the way. I thought it was would be, but no. I'm going to do either one more or a few more. And if I don't do a few more, they will be for season 4. But season 4, I do plan on doing the social media thing, like I said, like going live with people and asking them the same questions I asked on the podcast. So if you want to be a part of that, inbox me, whatever, comment on this, one of these clips, because, you know, I love that this platform Riverside does to break these downs and break this video down in different clips. That's very meaningful to me. But yeah, comment if you would like to be a part of that, or just jump in the live, like I request a live, jump in, we have a conversation, like whatever is comfortable for you. But yeah, y'all be blessed, be loved, share love always.